Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of The Well, Jason Henry, joins us on today's program as The Well is seeking projects and volunteers for their upcoming service event, Transform. Well, Jason, an opportunity for those looking to volunteer and those with projects that have a need to really get a lot of that taken care of coming up in May. It's called Transform, and this is new to The Well, but not new to the organization you recently merged with. Give our listeners some background as to how Transform grew out of the Axe service surge and how that has kind of come back into this event here.
Well, as you might recall, last kind of summertime, we announced that Axe was going to merge into The Well. That transition has been completed now. And Axe, if you think of the ministry Axe, they really did a lot of community betterment stuff. So identify project needs in the community, connect volunteers to that, and get that completed. Axe completes anywhere from 100 to 150 projects a year inside of our communities. And we're just excited as we think about Axe being part of our ministry. If you recall, a piece of it was we wanted to get the folks that we served involved in serving themselves. So that allows us to do that. The neat thing about this Transform is it's really connecting are the folks that we serve, people in the community, connecting them together to go out and do good work inside the community. And we're just really excited about the opportunity to do that.
And this is a two-day event, so a bit of a change. So you're in need of a lot of different projects, and you're looking for people to come out and say, hey, we need help with this project or organizations or whatever it might be in the Pella area, correct?
Absolutely. So I'm going to say there's two things that we're looking for. One of them is, what kinds of projects can we be completing in the community? So I want you thinking about, could be yard cleanup stuff, could be building a wheelchair ramp, doing light home repair, helping move things. It could be a number of different things. So primary thing we're looking for is projects. Once we have projects, the most important thing is people to do the projects. So we're also looking for just lots of volunteers. And if you think about surges in the past that Axe has done, there's been up to 300 volunteers that participate in those surges. So that is a big piece of getting done what we want to get done. Great way for community groups to plug in, for churches to plug in, for families to plug in. We're just providing the opportunity for them to do that.
Well, and it sounds like with that connection with the call to serve and transform in this event here with The Well, it sounds like you're also able to see the need a little bit better here. Just remind our listeners that, you know, while Pella is a great community, there's need that they may not see day to day that is very much prevalent here.
That's correct, Andrew. You know, we see every day at The Well folks that are struggling with resource needs. They maybe don't have the finances. They're maybe struggling with employment, whatever else. Now, think about all the things we deal with in life, like getting our yard mowed and things like that, that then become barriers because I'm struggling in another resource area. So we feel a real connection to the folks that are being served through Axe with The Well, right? They are typically folks that we serve. So it's a real nice connecting point there.
And this is May 11th and 12th. How can folks tell you, A, about the projects they need and get those signed up and registered and approved? And B, how can they sign up to become volunteers to help with projects?
So let me start first by talking about the dates. So May 11th is the Friday after tulip time. The 12th is obviously the Saturday. One thing that we changed is we've added a weekday into it. And that is really to hit... there's a lot of great companies in town that offer a voluntary day off for their employees where they will pay them to go out and serve in the community. We really want to connect with those businesses and those employees to be able to plug them in. So that day, here's what the days are going to look like. We're going to start, we'll do a little bit of training here at The Well. We will start then divvying out projects. So we are hopeful we'll get 50 to maybe 100 projects that can be completed. We will have project leaders identified and assigned. Those groups then will serve with that project leader to go implement the project out in the community.
And the best way to get a hold of you here at the office?
So best way to get a hold of us, go out to our website. You'll see some things on the Transform Week out there. You can always call our office number, which is 641-621-0164. Press the option for Axe. Once you get to that, you'll get to talk to somebody, but we'll ask if you've got a project to fill out a project request form. And the other thing I want you to think about is, just because we might not get it done on this weekend, every week we are doing projects through the ministry called Acts. So your project might not fall on this 11th and 12th, but we will be able to get it in the queue of the other project work that we do. So we invite anything in right now. Once we have the project, we'll reach out to the consumer of that project and start coordinating the details.
Once again, that was Executive Director of The Well, Jason Henry, discussing their upcoming service event, Transform. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.